Okay, so we're on Nunvav tonight. So I'll go back to the beginning of this Kamsa Bar Kamsa episode. So the Gemara says, I'll begin 4 or 5 minutes from the bottom on Hayim and Beis. So the Gemara says, a Kamsa Bar Kamsa Chorib Yerushalayim, over the incident Kamsa Bar Kamsa Yerushalayim was destroyed. The Hugavad Rachme Kamsa, there was somebody, his friend, his pal was Kamsa, Uvald Babi Bar Kamsa, his enemy was Bar Kamsa, Abad Sudat, he may have been banked, but Amar Lishame, he said to his attendant, Zila Aikili Kamsa, bring me Kamsa, my pal, Azla Aikili Bar Kamsa, bring him Bar Kamsa, 3 lines from the bottom on Nunheim Beis. So again, the Marsha says it might be a father and son. Why would the son even come? He knows that he's like his prime enemy. But he thought since his father's a pal, maybe he was bringing him, you know, through him, that's why the invitation was offered. And Rabbi Leibowitz mentioned that as well. So Ata Ashchet Aviyativ, so the host comes, he sees that his enemy, number one, is at the banquet. Amali Michti Hugabra Baldababa the Hugabra, who he says, you're my enemy. He says, my Baidag, what are you doing here? Come put, get up, out. So Amali Hova Atai Shavkin, we have left me Madakilim Shatina. I've come. Why don't you let me stay? I'll give you what my food costs. He says, no, he's very short. And Rashi adds up, lo shavik malach. I'll pay for half the banquet. I'll give you the whole banquet. So he grabbed him by his hand and threw him out. Amar, so Bar Kamsa said, since the rabbis were sitting here, and they did not protest. So I see that they're good with this. So Relibowitz was saying that the Chasam Sofer says, why didn't they protest? So Relibowitz said that according to Chasam Sofer, they thought maybe he's got a reason to throw him out. But the Marasha says that let me see what the Marasha says. Let me get Marasha open. One second. You know, I've got to bring my own Gemara here. One second. Anyway, the Marsha says one shot is that Chanufa was, you know, could be prevalent at that period of time, and he connects it to the sugya about Agrippas. Remember, with Agrippas, we had in the Masech Sota that they said Agrippas Achinuata, you were our brother, and he was not really, you know, ruined to be the king. And then he says, let me see what he says here. He says it could be that they felt like they were not in a position where they could protest. Maybe that they knew the person would not listen to them or something like that, or that Hanifas was prevalent at that time. So he bar Kamsa says, I see the rabbis are good with this. So it's a turn of phrase, interesting turn of phrase. I'll eat like this snack, this kurtza snack at the king. It means I'll slander them to the king. And Rashi says the top line, Shina. And I remember Rabbi David Rav says many years ago, he said to me, it's like, you know, people, that's when they eat, that's when they frequently, you know, kind of, you know, do Lashon Hara, you know, they schmooze, they eat, and then they you know, say negative things about people. And kurtza also means, it's in the arts, like a wink. And Rashi says elsewhere that it means like that's how people sometimes convey the information, like with a wink. So Azal Amale, the case of Martyr Bachi does. He says, the Jews, I got news for you, the Jews are in a state of rebellion against you. Amale Miyamar, he says, who says? Amale Shadalu Korbana, send them a korban. He says, Chazdi Bakarbanle, see if they offer the korban. And Rashi points out that non-Jews are allowed to bring korban out. He says, Azal Shadabiade Eglatolta. So he threw the offices of Bar Kamsa. He sends a fat calf, you know, a very healthy fat calf. Body to Ka'ati Shadabi Muma. So while it was in transit, Bar Kamsa put a mumen and a blemish that would make it, you know, possible to be offered as a korban. The nivsva time he put it in the lip, Lamri Labadukin Shabbai. And others say he put dukin like he caused it to have a cataract. Anyway, Dukhtal Didan Havamuma, the Didullah Mumahu. That's for us, we Jews consider it Alpilaka, that's a mum. But the Goyim don't consider it to be a mum. Only the Kusar Aver is what they consider to be a mum. Now the Marsha says, Nivsva time is Brahmes to Lashon Hara, like their lips. And the other one is the Dukin Shmayin is Sarasayin, like miserliness. In other words, these Brahmes, these are Aveirot that the Jews have. Either they're busy with Lashon Hara or they're busy with miserliness. And the Marsha also says the fact that it was an egel that's bramis to the chait of the, you know, the egel, the original egel, is an avera. And then he says also that it says, what's the expression? Egla tilta, like it means like a threefold egel. So he said it means a healthy calf, but the Marsha wants to say it's like the three dinim, the three avera with the calves. You have the egel and the midbar, and the time you rab and benavadi, one egel and bedel, one and dan. So it's like, you know, recalling all the Rabbi wrote. So on the first wide line, Safarabana Lakruva Mishum Shalomalkut, the coming thought, you know, it makes sense we should offer it because of Shalomalkut, because, you know, to get along with the authorities. So Amalu Rubis Karban of Kulis, Yomri Bali Lumin Craven looked up in his bath. So Rubis Karban of Kulis said, look, if we do that, people say that a Baal Mom could be offered Lagab in his bath. So the way Rabbi Leibowitz was saying that, in other words, there was no question that that they could do it. In other words, even though in Achinam it's a mom, because it's Shalom Malchut, so we could do it, but they're afraid that it will lead to people offering Bali Mumim even when it's not Shalom Malchut. He says, Sabra Lamikdale Loizio Balema. They thought we have to kill this Bar Kamsa so he doesn't rat on us. They apparently realized that, you know, there's going to be a lot of bloodshed. Amr Zakaria said, Yomri made to Mum Bakachim Yahari. They'll say that a person who puts a mom in kachim will be killed. So Amr Biyochanan. So Biyochanan says, in Vitanotosh Rabbi Zakaria ben Avkulis. So here, in Vitanoto normally means humility. Here, Rashi translates in Vitanoto a little differently. Rashi on the fourth wide line upstairs, in Vitanoto, Savlamoto, his patience, Shisaval Savalo Harago. In other words, that he didn't, you know, kill Bar Kamsa. So back on the Gemara, fourth wide line, in Vitanotosh Rabbi Zakaria ben Avkulis, Achriva Beitenu, destroyed our base of Mikdash, with Sarfan Hechalenu, caused to be burned, with Litanami Artsenu, and caused us to go into Galus. Now, let me just say a few things on this, and we'll open up the floor a little bit. So he quotes here, this is the Aladaf, unfortunate question, the use of the term humility doesn't seem the trait of humility and any bearing on Muscari's handling of the case. In other words, here, Muscari doesn't, you know, the Maris Chaya says in the Tanuto, it means that he didn't, in other words, he didn't want to take it upon his own shoulders to paskin that they should offer the korban. He didn't feel like he was Gadol Ador to do it. So in that way, he was like an anav. So Rabbi Leibowitz said that this is the only time that he knows that Rabbi Moshe quotes this Maritz Chayat, like a Maritz Chayat in his Igros Moshe, meaning like for sometimes you're a rabbi, you have to, you know, that's where you're the knowledgeable person. You have to, you know, occupy the position. You know, he says the Mefarshim, so but the Mefarshim is the difficulty is in the Tanakh. So Rashi went through already. The Vilna Gaon, however, interprets Anivus as humility, offers the following explanation. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Lamed Beis, so that when judging a capital case, accept procedures to have the less erudite members of the Sanhedrin state their opinion first. But put them on the side. So the Sanhedrin is seated in a semicircle, the Gadol is in the middle, and Machilim, when they vote, they begin Minatzad, so that if the Gadol would vote first, everybody would fall in line with that, so we begin Minatzad. The reason for this is the prominent judges would state their opinion first and rule to convict. Those of lesser stature would be disinclined to disagree. The Zachari was actually the most prominent member of the Sanhedrin, therefore should have reserved his opinion for last. However, in his humility, Zachari considered himself to be the least prominent member, and therefore he said his opinion first. And as a result, his colleagues who wanted to convict Bar Kamsa were constrained to withhold their dissenting opinion. Thus, as a result of Zachari's misplaced humility, the blemished korban was not offered, and Bar Kamsa, the traitor, was released, leading to the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. So, in Mitano Toz, and Evis, I'm not the Gadol, I'm Minatzad. So, but that you know, misplaced on Evis. And then I mentioned the Maritz Chayas before, he's got it again here. He says, Rav Zakaria understood that due to the extenuating circumstances case, it was permissible to either offer the blemished korban or to kill Bar Kamsa. However, he felt such ruling can only be decided by the Gadoli Hador, the greatest power of the sages of the generation. And his great humility, Rav Zakaria felt himself unqualified. Thus, it was his humility eventually led to the destruction. Another pshat that you have the anivus with that. Then there's a Medrash Eicha, which has the episode a little differently. And this was from Rabbi J.J. Schachter. I think I put it up once or whatever, but he's in the Medrash Eicha, he says that the person made the suit and invited his enemy, Rabbi Zakaria ben Avkulis, was there. And it was Rabbi Zakaria ben Avkulis was at the banquet. And he didn't know whether to protest or not. And so as a result of that, the base of Mitzvah was destroyed. So it was Anivus, his timidity. So he says, Amr Yossi, in the time of social discord, his timidity in not saying this is wrong that caused the korban based on Mikdash. Let me look at this here. But the base, like I think the Marashah says, the base of Mikdash didn't have to be destroyed. In other words, like the Jewish people could have been conquered, but if, like in other words, let's say it wouldn't be for Bar Kamsa. So the Romans would see, well, they're bringing our korban, or why do we want to destroy the base of Mikdash? So they wouldn't destroy it. Actually, Josephus says in his histories, he says that Titus gave the, according to Josephus, gave the direction that it shouldn't be destroyed, and that people didn't follow his instructions, and then they ended up, why would Josephus say that? I don't know. That's the way Josephus takes it. Why destroy it? It's a nice building and things like that. Romans don't destroy helter skelter. Okay, now the other thing that bothered me was, like here in Reb's Harvin, this is being described as Dolador. I think in Shas, he's only quoted twice. Once here, and there's another sugya, I think it's in Shabbos, where he's in Din with Muksa. And you would think if he's the Gadol Ador, the greatest of that generation, and that's the generation of Yochanan Zakkai, he'd be mentioned more than once, or twice. It's that part I was a little bit bothered with. Okay, now, I where's Aaron Moshe there? I feel barely. Last night, Aaron Moshe wanted to say something, and I never came back to him. Aaron Moshe, what did you want to tell us from last night or this night or anything? Aaron Moshe? I can't hear a word you're saying, Aaron Moshe. Unmute yourself.
Yes, about Elchanan Wasserman.
Yeah, what about
that? He didn't want to take course of the way it was made. So the second chunk of a roof, he writes the favorite that but it wasn't feasible. He didn't want to take any money for averages from America because he said the geld is trefto in America. He didn't want to get anything from America. He wanted the foundation.
Who didn't want to get from America? The Sakachava or Rilo Khan Watson?
Did not want the money to be, gotten.
Who?
The Sakachava of.
Oh, the Sakachava himself didn't want to get money from America. Because Rilo Khan.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And one other thing I wanted to say.
Yeah,
the reason he asked. Three collections for the Mishkan was, of course, people. The third one was, I think, for the Badim or something like that. And they had, they already had a Vedic Abayas collection. So why did they have a third collection just for those things? For those, I think, for the Badim and some other stuff was the third collection. So the idea is that people don't want to give things like that. They want to give the things that show that they had given this thing. That's not something that's hidden in the ground. Or hidden somewhere that you can't even see it. It also goes along the lines.
All right. One Machzir Shekel was for the Adonim, for the sockets, and then one was for the Okay, it's very hard to make out. It's hard to make out what you're saying because the connection's not clear. Okay, so mute yourself now, and now let's go to. I don't know. It sounds like it's right before the korban. Okay, now I got to move. We have a lot of daf to do, so I got to go forward. I can't take questions for a bit. Okay, so now on the six wide line, shadar the bailei neiron kesar. It's a difficult turn of phrase. Like if they sent two neiron kesar, who'd be sending? Or it might be that this bar kamsa sent the message neiron kesar. Anyway, kika ati sounds like. Now, Neron Kesar may be the Caesar, or he might not be the Caesar. It might be like you have like Gizbar Amela. So Neron might be one of his officers. But anyway, he says Kikaati when he approached Yerushalayim, shot a gibra the Mizrah. He shot an arrow to the east. Atanaf of Yerushalayim. The arrow landed in Yerushalayim. Lamar of Atanaf of Yerushalayim. The Abaruch Hashemat of Yerushalayim. So everywhere he shoots arrows, the arrows all end up in Yerushalayim. So. Obviously, they're not all in the right direction. So, like it's going, he's shooting like from away from it. And then one direction should be in Yerushalayim. So the Marsha says, yeah, but it was a miracle because it ended, Yerushalayim is still far away, and it ended in Yerushalayim. And that's what the Marsha has, and Rabbi Liebowitz said it as well. So, Amar Le Yanuka, Sokli Psuke. So he says to a child, tell me what Pasuk you studied the Cheder today. Amar Le, I'm going to take my vengeance of Edom through the Jewish people. So Amar Kutchabruch Ubaylech Ruvi Beite, Ubaylech Bruya de Rugavra, says the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and he wants to, wash his hands with me. In other words, I'll be the vehicle by which the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, and then he's going to punish me. I don't want that. Arak va'az al b'yigayir. So when he fled, he converted. A lot of people in these sugyas convert. Benafak mina Rameir. Rameir came out from him. And Rebbe said, "There's a question: was he the son? Was his son, or maybe was a descendant? Yeah, it might have been like I don't know. Anyway, so Shadre Ilavaihu, the Vespasianus Caesar. So now they send Vespasian, who's the Roman leader, became the Roman emperor, but he's sending him to destroy Jerusalem. So Atasar Lat Shane, he besieged Jerusalem for 3 years. There were three wealthy people in Jerusalem: Nachman ben Gurion, Ben Kabbas of Ruben, Sis of Keset. Nachman ben Gurion, Shnatulacham above Bro. Nachman ben Gurion was a son, like pierced through the clouds for him. If you remember, the Gemara Masechet Tanit says that the only regalim needed water. He worked out this deal with this goy, and he like borrowed a certain amount of water, whatever. And he said, "I'll give the water back by date certain, otherwise I owe you $1 zillion." And then it had been a really dry spell. And then, like, it didn't seem like so the boy is coming to the last day. He says, the time's coming. He's alive, still fine. And he says, I still have time. And then he prays. And anyway, then the guys come and he gets through all the rain. He's got the water for him. So he says, yeah, but the time has passed. So then Hashem caused the sun to shine through so that you can see that it was still the day when he had to do it. He says, then Kalba Savuash, Wanichas Beitu Chubraev Kelev. Whoever entered his house hungry as a dog, Yosei Shusabe, you would leave satiated his big, you know, Mathis Areach. Ben Tzitzit Akeset, Tzitzito Nigrer El Gabi Kisato, then a Tzitzis would, you know, travel over like cushions, in other words, or pass over cushions, and he's very wealthy. He says, Ikidami Shatakistomatel Ben Gilly Romi. Some say that his chair was sit, you know, placed among the Gilly Romi when he'd be in Rome. I don't know, the art school. They translated again with the cushions, but Rashi says, Kiso, his chair. He says, Chadamar Luan Azani Luhubachitu. Sorry, one said, I have enough to supply everybody with wheat and barley. You know, yeah, but I don't agree with that translation because Rashi says, Kiso here. He says, his chair. So he says, anyway, so he says, Amar Luan Azani Luhubachitu. Sorry, one said, I'll supply the people with wheat and barley. Chadamar Luhubachitu. One said, I'll give wine and salt and oil. When I said I'll give wood chips, he says v'shabgur banu the tzivay. The chachamim praised the one who offered the wood chips. Rav Chista kol akliyeh have a master l'shamei. Rav Chista would give all the keys to his warehouses to his attendant. Bar mi the tzivay, except for the one for wood chips. The amar of Chista akabu the chite for one like warehouse of wheat by a sheet and akabu the tzivay. He needs 60 warehouses of wood chips. In other words, wood chip wood. That's valuable, you know, like that's even more valuable. So I'm not giving my keys to anybody with this. And if I'm not mistaken, you'll help me out with this, Yosef. Isn't the word Farsi, in word Farsi, like a klide? How do you say key in Farsi? What? Cleat. That's it. A klide. So it's the same word. So you see, you study Gemara, you have everything. So he says, so the Gemara says, Havaluhu lemeisan esrim v'chad shakir. They had enough supplies to support, you know, a siege for 21 years. Habuano Baryone, these Baryone people, like eager to go to war, were amongst them. Rabbi said, we need to make shalom with the Goyim. He says, Lo Shav Kinu. So the Baryone didn't let them do that. He said, no, we're going to go, we'll make war with the Romans. So Amrul Rabbanan, the Chami said, Lo Mastai Milta. Like, you're not going to get Siyum in Hashemayim. You're not going to get Ezra Hashem for this. You know, like Chazal teach us, and we'll see later on in the Gemara, that, you know, 40 years before the Korban HaBayit, there were simanim that the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed. We know the Sanhedrin left the Lishkan of Gazit 40 years before the Beis HaMikdash destroyed, and the scarlet ribbon would turn white on Yom Kippur, stop turning white. They had different simanim that things were heading downhill. So, Kamu Kalinu Lano Mibre Dechitisare. So, what the Bar Yoni decided to do, they burnt the warehouses. In other words, it's a little bit like Cortez, you know, like when he came to Mexico. So he burnt the ship, so nobody's thinking we're going back home. This is it. We're going to Montezuma. So they burnt it. So he says, Vahabakafna, there was a famine in the city. Marta Babaitis at Shlaim Havya. Marta Babaitis was this wealthy woman in Yerushalayim. Shadatra the Shlucha Ba'amle Zilait Lismita. She sends her Shliach, says, go buy me like this fine flour bread. Ada Azal is Dabin. He gets the market, it's gone. So he says, well, they have coarse bread now. That got sold out. Like more coarser one, I can get you wheat flour. Also the same thing. So I don't know why he went back and forth. He was saying, just, you know, get what you can and, you know, take it. But anyway, everything sold out. Habashlifa Masana, she was barefoot. He says, let me go out and see if I can find something to eat. And she's this wealthy millionaire. So she steps on this like schmutz, you know, like animal or some sort of, you know, tsoa, and it clings to her foot. She got nauseated, roommate, and she died. So Kari Lord of Yochanan Zakkai. So Yochanan Zakkai applied the following pasuk to her. So it says in the Tochacha that the, like, the most sensitive ones amongst you that hadn't, like, tested to walk out with her feet, you know, I guess barefoot, and that was her. Others say, others say she found the figs from Reb Tzadok and she ate it and she died. Since the Gemara explains, Reb Tzadok Yatibar Benshtim Batanita, from the Chadar Yushlan. Tzadok was fasting for 40 years. I assume it means that he fasted in the day and then he did night, but he was fasting for 40 years that Yushlan shouldn't be destroyed. When he would eat anything, you'd see it like through him, he was so emaciated. Mighty like Grogro, when he wanted to like recuperate, they were bringing these figs. Mayitz Mayai, who he would like, you know, suck up the juice, and then spit it out or throw it away. And so she found one of that figs and she got like nauseated from it, died according to the other version. When she was dying, people called Abba Bakaspa, she took out all her gold and silver. She threw it in the marketplace. What are the gold and silver? In other words, I can't get anything to eat. It's a little bit like the Titanic. You know, you could be in the, you know, top tier seats, but the boat's going down, you know, so the money doesn't help you at that point. So he says, why did the thief the Pasuk says in Yechezkel, they'll throw their silver in the streets. So Abba Sikra Bar Yonah in Yerushalayim Bar Athi Rabbi Yochum and Zakai Hava. Abba Sikra was the head of the Bar Yonah, the head of these, like, more militant people in Yerushalayim. He was the nephew of Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai. And the Maris Chais wants to say that Abba Sikra, he thinks, is connected to, like, you have the word Sikarii. We must have something in the Chais about that. It means, like, the people who would take daggers, zealots. So he's called Abba, maybe his name is Abba Sikra. He must have something about it. Anyway, so Shalaflay, so Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai sends a message to him, Tabitzin and the Gabai, come to me secretly. So Ata, so Abba Sikra comes to Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai. How long are you going to persist with this? You're going to kill everybody with the famine. He says, what am I going to do? If I try to put the brakes on anybody, they'll kill me. It's like, you know, like the revolution gets a, you know, mind of its own. You know, it's like with the French Revolution, like Robespierre was in the revolution and they kill him. You know, like the people who were ahead of the revolution, you got to watch out, they don't kill you. So he says, Amarle, so Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai says, Amarle, Chazali to Kantalidi to Apok, Efshar Dabi Salapurta. Find a way to get me out of this city. Maybe I'll be able to have some Hatzalah, not total Hatzalah, but maybe I'll be able to do some salvation. So Amarle, so Abba Sikra says to his uncle, the Kotnaf Shabaksire, comport yourself like you're ill. He says, Velaiti Kuliam Lushadabach, let everybody come, like to be Vakir Lachola, but I think the story of Ivy Gabach, take something like that's rotten and put it near you, like meat, you know, it's like rotting. So he says, the lame Rudanach Nafshach, people say he's dead already, the body's already decomposing. Let your only Tamidim handle you, don't let anybody else. So people shouldn't realize that you're light, the Inu Yadi, because they know the Chai Kalamimita, that a live person is lighter than a dead person. So it means the way the Arsul had it, the way it was Rabbi Yisrael Solomon used to study here in Lakewood. He says, like, when you're alive, like, you adjust your weight. In other words, like, you, and this is what Rabbi Leibowitz said as well, you can adjust the weight, yeah. And then if not, like, it's dead weight. But in other words, like, if you're alive. So people realize that whether they're carrying a live person or not. So Avid Haki, so Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai did that way. Nichlas for Rabbi Lezer, Mitzadachav, Rabbi Shub, Mitzadachir. So Rabbi Lezer, one Talmid was on one side of him, Rabbi Shub on the other side. And he was, like, pretending to be dead, carrying him out. And it's interesting, you have Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shub, they're, like, bar pluktas throughout Shas, but if you remember, years later, Rabbi Shua puts Rabbi Lezer into Nidui, right? In Bab Metzia, with the Tanner Shalach Noi. So he says here, he matched the pitcho when they got to the gate of the city, so the Bar Yonah wanted to stab him, make sure he's good and dead. So Amar Lahu, So Abba Sikra Rashi says, said to them, the Roman's going to say that they stabbed even their rabbi. This is Baal the Midchfei. And when they said to Shavit, I thought, let me get to punch him, see if he is. So Amar Lahu, Yom Rabban Dachu. We'll say, like, they shoved the rabbi or they punched the rabbi. So Padhu Le Baba. So they opened the gate, Nafa. And Rabbi Yochanan Zaka is able to get out of the city. Kimatu Lahakam, when he gets to the Roman encampment, Amar Shlomalach Malka, Shlomalach Malka. He says, Shlomalach Melech. He said to Espasianus. So Amar Le, so Espasianus said to him, you're Chayib, death penalty for twice. He says, one, I'm not the king. You're calling me the king. There's an emperor in Rome. And you're calling me the king. I'm not the Caesar. He says, two, Imalkana. And then in the alternative, if Lu Yetzirah, I am, in other words, whether I'm a king or not, you're going to get it. If I'm not a king, you wrongfully call me the king. If I am a king, this is Ara Inna, my Lawatitla, goodbye. Where have you been so long? How come you didn't come to see you're a king? So Amarle, the common love, Amalkana. So the first argument, you're not a king. Turn page, top line. Ibra Malka, you must be the king. Dilav Malka, because if you're not the king, so Yishlayim would not be given into your hands. And Tosfos says, the first Tosfos, Avagad al-Kadil Mimsra Biyado, it wasn't yet in his hands. He hadn't conquered Yishlayim yet. He says, Achabat Titus, because Titus has come, son comes and conquers Yishlayim. Nikoma Kom came to Gwarzar Leshoshanim, Avakafna Avakilu Kvar Nimsra. Since he had besieged for 3 years, the famine in the city, it's as good as being given over to him. So he says, you must be the king. He says, Dechtiv, second line, Balabanon ba'adir yipo. The Lebanon will fall into the hands of an adir. So Gemara is going to explain Lebanon is based on Mikdash, and the adir is the king. He says, Ve'ein adir amel, Chatev, ba'yadir amen, ve'gomer, but you need the end of the pasuk. If you look at Rashi, the top line, he just a divra matchil. See, Rashi apparently had more in the Gemara than we have, but ba'yadir amen, u'moshtom kirbog yisei. Like the great one will come from it, and his ruler from its midst will come. So Adir is a Moshel. So you must be the Moshel. You must be the king. He says back in the Gemara, he says, "Ve'ein Levanon el Beit HaMikdash." Levanon is a reference to the Beit HaMikdash. Shenemar Ahara Tov Zevah Levanon. Like this is in Yad Yoma, we're coming up soon. Moshe Rabbeinu wants to come to Eretz Yisrael, and he wants to see the Ahara Tov Zevah Levanon. He wants to see the good mountain, Har Moriah, Levanon, and if you look at the top line of Rashi, the Vanon's Beit HaMikdash, Shemal Bein Avonotei Yisrael, it widens the Averut of Klal Yisrael. Anyway, so bottom line, you're a king. He says, now on line five, with the Ka'amrani, Malkana, my lo Ka'atil Gabayada Idna. So now you said, if I'm the king, said, what's been taking you so long? So I have a good Hezber. Bar Yone did, Ban Lo Shavkinan. The Bar Yone, I don't know if you get intelligence about what's going on in the city. We have these Bar Yone running around, and there's like zealots, and they didn't let me come. So Amar Le, so Espasiano says to Yochanan Zakkai, Ilu Chavicha Levash with the Rakon Karucha Leah, if you have a barrel of honey and a serpent that's around the barrel, the way you shover in the Chavicha with the Rakon, wouldn't you break the barrel to get rid of the Rakon? So he says, so too, you should have destroyed the walls of Yerushalayim to get rid of the Baryone. So Ishtik, so Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was silent. So Karili Rabbi Yosef, so Rabbi Yosef applied the following Pasuk, the Itim Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Yosef Zamora, all it says is Rabbi Kiva, the Tana, Meshiv Chachamim Achor V'dat Tam Yisachel. Hashem, like he turns the Das of Chachamim away, and he makes them foolish. Sometimes he prevents them from having clear thinking. So what should he say? Three lines above where it gets wide. He Baile the Meimarle, he should have responded. Isn't this like with everybody? You always think, I should have said this, that, the other, you know. But he says, he should have said as follows, Shaklin and Savta, but Shaklin and Le, the Derakon, because Lina Le, that we would take a pair of tongs and get rid of the Derakon and then kill it, and then the Chavit Shavkinala. In other words, like we were hoping to overcome the Bar Yone and not to destroy the walls of Yerushalayim. All right, let me just pause for 1 second. I've been doing a lot of Gemara here. Let me just think for a second, and then we'll talk. You know, one thing I should have mentioned before, if you remember, the Gemara says that how Bar Kamsa destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. So at the end of the sugya, I don't know if we'll get to it tonight, the Gemara says, in tomorrow's daf on the second white line, Tani Amar Blazer, Borei Kamat Gog, Bilo Kocha Shabusha. See how strong is the power of embarrassment. Shere Siyea Kadosh Baruch Hu Bar Kamsa, Vechriva Beitobah Sarachai, hello. Kadosh Baruch Hu will help Bar Kamsa to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. So it means, like Bar Kamsa by himself could not have done this. In other words, but the busha, in other words, like he had the pain of the busha, that was the cut through to Shemayim, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu got involved with destroying his Beis HaMikdash. In other words, so that was the piece with that. Then some other things I wanted to say. Oh, yeah, there's a story here. Let me do a story. Let's do a story about Rabbi Yechezkel Abramsky. So, although Rabbi Yechezkel Abramsky only spent a year in Novartek, the altar, I think it's Rabbi Yosef Yozel Horowitz, I think it means, left an indelible impression on him. At times, he recounted with great emotion the altar's words to him. Muster roll, that was the altar's name for Abramsky since his hometown was Must. If you want to know how to go through your entire life in this world doing the Ratzon Hashem, I will tell you, it was always placed upon your heart, and know absolutely there is no real existence except that which is written in the Torah. This is the lesson given Nun Vav. The Gemara tells us that when Rabbi Yochum Zakkai met Vespasian, he greeted him as a king, even though he had not ascended to the throne. Vespasian pointed out that Rabbi Yochum was liable to the death penalty by calling him king when he was merely a general. Rabbi Yochum Zakkai explained that he knew that Vespasian would be a king because of a verse, an Exir Shava, that indicated that the one who conquers Yerushalayim will be a king. So in other words, Rabbi Yochanan goes on a limb, and he has no compunction about calling Vespasian a melech, even though this could open up like the death penalty for him. So he says, the altar continued, but how could he take the chance and put his life in danger? We see that when Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai approached Vespasian, he saw a king. For him, there was no reality besides the Torah. In other words, my learning teaches me this the way it is. The emes must be, he must be the king. The Biala Rebbe Zitzal applied our Gemara in the following well-known story. When the Bala Tanya Zitzal was in prison, he was interrogated on numerous occasions. So, you know, the Bala Tanya was thrown into prison, and this was not a good page in Jewish history. You know, there was a time when a lot of enmity between the Hasidim and the Nistagdim. So, the Nistagdim, they informed the Russian government that he was giving like packages to Israel, to the Hasidim there, and the Russian government, the Ottomans, controlled there, it's Israel. Anyway, they ended up arresting the Bala Tanya. I think they kept him in the fortress of St. Peter and Paul. So he says here, so one day, and according to the Masorah, he was interrogated by the Tsar. So one day, the Tsar of Russia decided to disguise himself and meet this rabbi, decide for himself if the charges against him were true or false. And you know, the Hasidim, they celebrate the day that he was released from prison as the Yontif, and Yud Tet Kislev is the day the Bala Tanya was released from prison, and then that's a yantif for them. So he says, despite the fact that he was incognito, the Bala Tanya greeted him as one greets a monarch. But I am not the Tsar, so why are you giving me this honor? But of course, your majesty is the Tsar, the Bala Tanya respectfully parried. Earthly kingship is likened to heavenly dominion. Just as the heavenly beings are filled with fear and awe, I was filled with awe the moment your majesty entered the cell. Although I was interrogated by a number of noblemen and officers, I never felt such intense fear inspired by any mortal before. So he's trusting his gut. But here with Rabbi Yochanan, he has a whole svara. Okay, who's got questions, comments to us on anything we did so far? Okay, now, you know, let me just catch up on from Tosfos and Amud Aleph, and then we'll go on, okay? Look at Tosfos and Amud Aleph, Egla Tilta, Nun Vav Man Aleph, but Egla Tilta, Mo B'Shal Yishim Al Kulo, Kmo Egla Mishulash Ad Bayal Mishulash. In other words, it says, you know, B'Shal Yishim Al Kulo by Yisis Mitzrayim with the Egyptians, and Egla Mishulash by Mishulash is the way that the Ripin Abtarim, Perish Bar Rivato, healthy, strong, is what Tilta means, the first shot in Tosfos. The Yesh Mepharshim Shlishi Lebetan, some say it means not healthy, strong. It means the third offspring of this mother. He says, Below Yitachin, it can't be. The Minim Paragar Bamito, Abumavruhu Igla Tilta. It says in Sanhedrin that some of the Chachamim, they had Sefer Yitzira, and they were able to create like this animal, an eglatilta. But if it's the third one, they're just creating it from, you know, from you know, creation ex nihilo, so then it can't be pshat. Lokim shvar shigad al shlish, and Tosfos rejects another pshat that has grown a third of its ultimate growth. The b'sof perik loves at demila, amar avad lehu eglatilta biyom et shiva, perishom shvin leidato. Then he made an eglatilta on the seventh day after the animal was born. He's saying brought it like a third of its growth. Can't work out that way. All right. Now, I'm so sorry. I have a Gemara at home again, and I have like notes on it, but that's it. Okay. All right. Radio Amud Beis. Let's go. We'll finish up the daf now. We'll do a little slower, and we'll take it down. Everybody with me? All right. Now, okay. So we're on.
Rabbi, one comment if I can make, Daniel. We mentioned that the embarrassment, the busha, is what caused all of these things to happen. Why are we not saying that it had to do with the hatred that he had for Kamsa that led to the whole thing?
Yeah, it's all in Haba Hatalia, I think. It's you know, I mean, sinas chinam, I mean, busha is the impact. You know, I mean, you're saying the sinas chinam is the cause and the busha is the result. I think that's what the Gemara means. All right? Now, the first medium wide line on the bottom base, adahachi ati priska lemi romi. So while they're having this conversation, an emissary comes from Rome. Amrle kum to meet by Caesar. He says, rise, because the emperor has died. And the Chashuv in Rome want to, you know, make you the emperor. So, you know, I think in Roman history, that was the year of the four Caesars. I think year 69, they had four Caesars. They were, you know, each competing to be the emperor. Anyway, he says, Abasim Chad Masane. So, Aspasianus was wearing one shoe. By the Masayim Lachmini, he wanted to put the other shoe on. Second medium wide line. Lo Ayel, he couldn't get it on. By the Mishnah Pal Edith, he wanted to take the other shoe off. Lo Nafak. So, in other words, he hears this news. He can't put another shoe on. And he can't take the old shoe off. So Amar Ma'ayah, he said, what's going on? So Amar Leis, Rabbi Yochum and Zami, he said, Lotus Dayer, means like Zorknish, don't worry. Shmua Toba Atila, you had good news. The thief, Shmua Toba Tadashi Natsim. Like good news causes the bone to swell. In other words, as a result of the good news, so your feet have swollen, so you can't get the old shoe off, and then the other shoe won't fit on the other foot. El Amai Takante, so what's the Takana for you? Have somebody who you're not so thrilled, you know, come to you. Let him walk in front of you. Like a subdued spirit will, you know, dry the bone or make it like undo the swelling. So Abed Hachi, so he followed the instructions. Ayel, and the other shoe came on. So Amar Lei, so Aspasiana says, Rebukam and Zakai, I see you're such a clever man. She's so smart. How come you didn't come to me up till now? Where you been? So didn't I say, we had this kid, we've been there, done that. We had this conversation 20 lines ago. And I told you the Baryoni weren't letting me in. I also gave you a response that you should have, you know, destroyed the walls of Yerushalayim. So Amarlei, so Aspasiana says to Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai, Mezal Azilna, I'm scrambling, I'm leaving, I'm not going to be hanging around here. And I'm going to send somebody else. He says, I feel indebted to you, and you helped me, I guess, with this thing with the shoes. So what can I do for you? So Amarlei, so he says to him, he says, give me the city of Yavne, the Chachamim in Yavne, to the Rabbi Yon Gamliel, and preserve the, you know, the line of Rabbi Gamliel that I see. And I need some doctors who can cure Reb Tzadok, who's been fasting for 40 years. Need some doctors to help him. It's interesting. Today we always see the doctors being the Jewish doctors, but here they need the Roman doctors. So Kari Le Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef applies the following pasuk. Mitem Rabbi Akiva. Others say Rabbi Akiva. The pasuk in Yishayim Mishiv Chachem Lachor. Hashem causes the Chachamim to, like, they're thinking to, like, go backwards. But that time Yisachel makes their thinking foolish. Yibay Lemei Marlei. He should have said, either according to Rabbi Yosef or Rabbi Akiva, Shepkino Adazimna, to, like, leave Yerushalayim this time. Like, let everything stand. This is Vuhu Savar. He, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, thought, Dilman Kuli Hai Lo Avid, maybe to ask such a request, it's too much. And he's going to say, no, but Salapur to Nam Elahai, I won't have anything. So let me ask a little request, I'll have something, and I'm better off with, you know, the little than the lot and not having anything. So the Gemara says, you know, this idea, Mishiv Chachamim Lachor B'datam Yisachel, it's another conversation, but, you know, one question that people discuss is, you know, before World War II, like, the Gedolim were encouraging people to leave Europe. We're not. And so people saying, like, if there's such, you know, in other words, you have an idea, Das Torah, and you have all the Chachma, why are they not encouraging people to leave? And so one Hesber is, sometimes part of the Onesh is, Mishiv Chachamim Lachor B'datam Yisachel. Sometimes part of the Onesh, you know, he makes, like, they're thinking foolish. But there's other ways, other approaches as well. All right, let's see back in the Gemara. So he says here, so the Gemara says, on four lines above, it gets wide, very wide. Asfat the masalid of Tzadik Mahi. What's the cure that these doctors, these Roman doctors, came up for Rabbi Tzadok? So the Gemara says, Yom Kama Ashkua Me Maya Depare. The first day they gave him water that was mixed with bran. Lamachar Maya Sipuka. The next day, water with like some flour mixed in there and some, you know, in large pieces of bran. He says, Lamachar Maya De Kimcha. Next day, water mixed with flour. The Rabbach Me Port to Port. In other words, the solution gets thicker each day. It was a thin solution and a thicker solution. So Rabbi Lee was mentioning, like, you know, after during the Holocaust, we went through, and sometimes people would give them food, and like the people died from the food. If you remember, I don't know if you saw this, but like, you know, Herbert Coulter, Zichron Lebracha, he wrote this biography, and it's in the hallway here. But in the biography, he says how he and his brother, you know, they've been through Auschwitz, and people after the war, like said, like the Germans, you know, they said, here, take some bread or whatever, and they ate it, and they got very sick from it. Thank God we survived. But I mean, my doctor friends know better than I. But if you're not eating anything, then all of a sudden they give you food. It's like sometimes you can't handle it. So that's what the Rebbe Tzadok there. The Romans are giving them like something very loose, and then they gradually make it a little bit thicker. So you said, "Well, say again, what is that? What it is, and that's what causes the person." No, but why, like, if you haven't had food and you eat the food, why, like, would you die, like, from eating food? You know what I mean?
It causes problems in the brain, metabolic problems in the brain.
But I understand why. What's happened? Starvation. But I'm not 100% following. So you're starving, you get the food. So why do you go crazy? It
causes a reaction.
Yeah, but I don't understand what they're. All right, let me go on now. So the Gemara says, two lines before it gets wide. Azel Shadri the Titus. So he sends Vespasianus. Titus is his son. He sends Titus. So Ba'amar Elokeinu Sur Chasayibo. So that's the pasuk. The pasuk begins with Ba'amar, that it says in Zosa Bracha, he will say, in other words, like the enemy will say, where is your God, the rock that they trust in him? So Titus Arasha Shechira Begide Flapimala. That's Titus who, like, you know, blasphemed, insulted, you know, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Masa, what did he do? Zona biado, he grabbed a loose woman in his hand. He entered the Bikodesh Kadashim and see a Sefer Torah. He spread out a Sefer Torah. He did, like, you know, an intimate act of sex there. He took a sword and plunged it into the parochet, which is the dividing, you know, the divider between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kadashim. This is space. And a miracle occurred, and blood began to percolate from the paroche. He thought he killed the Kodesh Baruch. In other words, I stuck it in, and blood's coming out. If you look at the second Tosos, in other words, the Kodesh Baruch did this miracle to show that he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is in such pain over the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So he says, so the second wide line of the Gemara, so he quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim, Shagu Sorerecha B'Kerav Omedecha, that your enemies, like roared, cried out in the midst of Moedecha, your set meeting place, Samu Otu Tamoto, that they said there were signs for signs. Meaning, if you look at Rashi, 10 lines above where it gets wide, from the bottom, Samotamotot, Amrush Simoneum Simon Dam, I'm sorry, Amrush Simoneon Simon. They said what they is a Simon is a Simon, Dam Zashomihu, Imlosha Ragnar Asman. That's their whole cheshbon, like we've killed the Ribbono Shel Olam Chas V'Shalom. So he says here, and then I mean, Kivyachol, it's not possible, but anyway. So he says, now the second white line, Abachanan Omer, Michamocha Chasinka, who's strong like you, Hashem? Michamocha Chasin Kasher, like strong. Hard, Tashmini is so big to push to Russia. You hear the insults and this blasphemy of this Russia, the Shotake. In other words, he says, the Beim Rabbi Shmuel Tana, in the Beis Medrash Rabbi Shmuel, they taught the following Braisa, Nichamocha Ba'elim Hashem, who is like you among the strong Hashem, Nichamocha Be'elmim, who, like, Elim, they're reading like Be'elmim, like those who are mute. In other words, like you're not saying anything. Ma'asa, what did Titus do? Natalata Parochet. He took the parochet, which is the curtain between the Kodesh and Kadashim, Vasokim and Garkutni. He fashioned it. Rashi has, where's the Rashi? He says, Kmingar Gutni, 10 lines from the bottom, Sal Gadol Shofim Hoyayim Migat Labor, according, it sounds like Kolodir, it sounds like a colander, but he says like a big basket that they draw the wine from the gut to the boar, from the threshing floor to the pit. Anyway, but it sounds like he made a big satchel out of the parochet. The Bikol Kalim Shem Mikdash, he brought all the kalim from the base of Mikdash, Binichal Mahani, he put it in there. Boshivan Besvinan, he put it in the boat. To go to have a triumph in the city of Rome. We know, I'm sure everybody's seen this, not that I've seen in person, but the Arch of Titus, you know, there's a frieze showing the Romans carrying away the menorah, you know, the Arch of Titus in Rome. That's the arch they built in honor of Titus for his, you know, for his accomplishments from their perspective. And one frieze has got them carrying the menorah. So he says, Shneimar, now he darshens out of Pasuk Kohelet. He says, V'chein ra'iti rishayim kurim babau, I saw these rishayim who are deserving to be buried, v'kom kadosh aleichu, they're coming from a holy place, yishtachu ba'yir shekenasu, they'll be forgotten in the city that they made. So he says, at kri kavurim, don't read kavurim, that they're worthy to be buried, ela kavutzin, like I saw rishayim that were gathered together, at kri v'yishtachu, they'll be forgotten, ela v'yishtabhu. In other words, that he's applying the pasuk homiletically, like the Romans who gathered in the city of Rome to have like this triumph for Titus upon defeating, you know, Yerushalayim. So Igad Amri, others say Kibur Mamash. No, it means actually buried. I feel me the Mitamani Galyulahon, that even things that were buried were revealed to the Romans. The says Amadalam Nachshol Shemiyam Latovo. So on his way back to Rome, so a storm arose at the sea that would cause him to be, you know, sink the ship. It seems to me, Tita says, that this God, the God of the Jews, his strength is on the sea, water. How so? Paro took them on, and so he got drowned in the water. Sistra, I know my history, Sistra, like Nachal Kishon Grafam, says the Kishon River, you know, washed them away. So also with water. So I see, he's got the same ideas for me. So he says, you know what, in Giborhu, if he's such a Gibor, he's such a strong God, let him come on dry land and do me on dry land. So yeah, it's Tabat Koba Amrlo. So a heavenly voice came out and said, Rasha ben Rasha ben Oshel Esav Rasha, you're a descendant of Esav. Yirikalo Yeshli Bolami, I have an insignificant creature in my world, Yitush Man, even Yitush. So Yitush, gnat, or I think in modern Hebrew is a mosquito, right? Yitush. Anyway, he says, so am I Karla Birikala? Why do they call it an insignificant creature? The Ma'alana Idla, it has a mouth. This is Umafkana Leitla. It has no, you know, exit, you know, at the other end. You go on dry land and do war with this Yitush. Means like, it's like the Sefer Achinah says, Harbei Shluch Lamakom. Kadosh Baruch Hu has many ways to deal with people, many, many shluchim. So he says here, Alala Yabasha, so if he just comes on dry land, by Yitush Venithas Vachotamo, Yitush enters his nostrils, the Nakarbamoko Shemashanim, it was busy, like boring, that is, through his brains for 7 years. Yomachad Habakachalif Ababad Beinafka. So one day, Titus is passing by a blacksmith's shop. He says, Shama Kalar Zafta. He hears like the sound of the smith beating his hammer. Ishtik, and then the Yitush stopped boring. Says Amar Ika Takanta, I found my refuah. This is it, perfect. So Koyoma Maitu Nafka, so every day they would bring a blacksmith, Umahu Kame, and he would be hammered from Titus. Lenaku Yaimla Arbazuze. If it was a non-Jewish smith, he gave him 4 zuz. He's assuming the 4 zuz, remember we had us. What? Right. So that's what I was thinking. So remember, like the Gemara said yesterday, stop, that during the middle Gezerah, so there was 2 ways to understand it, that either if they would kill, they would penalize the Goyi for Zuzim, or if they would kill a Jew, they would give him 4 Zuz. So, but here, he's paying 4 Zuz, you know, to have the relief. The Israel, but if it's a Jewish blacksmith, Amrlai Mistayach the Kachasi Basanach. He says, you have enough reward that you're seeing your enemy suffering so much. So for 30 days he did that, it worked, everything was showing. He kanva elach, but from that point forward came into dash dash. The yitush got used to the sound and it didn't work anymore. So Tanya, we learned the braisa. Amar Pinchas ben Aruba. Pinchas ben Aruba said, Ani ayiti ben gedolim romi. I was among the gedolim of Rome. Uchshamein, and when Titus died, Hatsuit Mopo, they cracked open his skull. Matsubo Kitsipur Dror Mishkal Shnei Slayim. They found like a swallow that weighed like two slayim. So Rabbi Leibowitz was saying, it's Mila B'Sela Mashtuka B'Train. Like a word is worth one Sela, silence is worth two. In other words, like he just spoke, you know, very chutzpahdik. So it's like Rami's silence is better. This is about Nitatana, and the Brais we learn, he goes up in Shana Mishkal Shnei Litrin, that they found like a pigeon, like a 1 year old pigeon that was like way too litrin. So Amar Abaye says Nektina, and we have Basora, Pibshal Nechoshet, but Supernatural Barzel, that his mouth was made of copper and his nails, like his claws of Barzel. You have to touch that up. Now, Kihavakamayat, when he died, or when he was dying, Titus is dying. Amaluhu Lechliulahu Gavra, Labadri Lekifme Yashav Yamen. He says he gave his deathbed instructions. I want you to cremate me and spread my ashes on the seven seas. It's interesting that the Gemara takes it to their seven seas, you know. That's a concept I think that they still kind of think of, you know, you have Atlantic, Pacific, Arctic, things like that. But it's interesting that even then they had the idea of seven seas. This is why. So the God of the Jews can't find me and bring me to a din. Like, you know what I mean? That was, I want to avoid the final judgment. If my ashes spread all over the place, he can't get what? Well, whatever, but I don't know what he thought, but he said, okay, we'll see. Now, Uncles Bar Clonicus were actually the teachers. However, another thing that's interesting
about that
what?
All right, I'm saying this is of Titus in Rome or wherever it is, and the part of which Ruv took a taxi there, and he goes out and he says to the statue, "Be the point of it,
yeah. I mean, it's very hard to hear you, Aaron Moshe. You're breaking up, unfortunately, but it sounds like an interesting story. Okay, now let's take a look. Now, the Gemara says, Unclus bar Clonicus or Achte the Titus Abba. He was the nephew of Titus. So the Gemara, if you look at in the Gemara, it's interesting. You see a lot of nephews showing up. We had with the Abba Sikra was the nephew of Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai. So there the uncle was the good uncle and the nephew was the not so great. Here, the uncle isn't so good. Titus and the uncle isn't so good. The nephew is good. So by the Yayura, he wanted to convert to Yiddishkeit. Azal Askin the Titus Benegida. So he calls up Titus through sorceries. Titus is dead already. He's got it with his ashes, the whole deal. Amalei, man chashi bahu alma. He says, who's important in the next world where you are? So Amalei, Yisrael, he says, the Jewish people. Says, Ma was the Bukibu. You know, what about, you know, I was thinking of joining them. What do you think about, you know, joining them for me? Amalei, milayim nefishim lamasi lekiuminu. They got so many mitzvot, I don't think you're going to be able to fulfill it. My advice is, heal Igare Bahu, like, you know, fight them, contend with them, Bahu Alma, David Rashid, then you'll be ahead. He says, why? The Pasuk says in Eicha that the Jews, the enemies of the Jews became Rosh. He'll become a Rosh. He says, now, he says on the side, Kol HaMeitz Yisrael Nasa Rosh. So on the bottom, he has from Rishai Pick Berlin, Klomar, Kol HaMeitz Yisrael Nasa Rosh. He says that you become chashuv. He says, before you torment the Jewish people, so people shouldn't say that, like, he gave his people over to, like, you know, somebody insignificant. So back in the Gemara, so on the bottom line, Amalei, so Uncle says to his uncle, Tyra Fetter, he says, Dina du gaber b'mai, what's your din in Shemayim? So Amalei, oh, you asked me that question. B'mai de pasik anavshei. Exactly the way I paskin. Every day they gather all my ashes from the seven seas, presumably. They judge me. And then they burn me again. And spread me to the seven seas. Yeah. All right. And I tell you what, I'll finish up the rest of this Gemara Blinetta tomorrow night, okay? So let me just end recording. Hold on a second.